Thank you all very much for making it through the snow this morning. And I hope people's feet are a little bit drier than they were yesterday. Some people were very sensible and just came in today. Thank you for making the trek. Just a reminder, there were many, many people that asked to attend this event that we told them they couldn't attend. As a conference committee, we had set a threshold of 100 people as being the maximum number of people that we could actually realistically try to build something with. And unlike yesterday, which was very much sort of a data dump where we had the technology session on networks and tags and RF, and then some deep dives into some industry adoption in healthcare, automotive, in aerospace, and cold chain, in anti-counterfeit. Today is a much, much more open and collaborative structure to the sessions, in the context that we'd very much like to come out of this session with some ideas, some areas of possible research collaboration. And so if we can go back to the basic objectives of our gathering, which was to identify areas for research collaboration, to identify the core underlying technology areas. And I think yesterday we saw location, all the many specialties that are involved or could be involved in RFID. But if we could use the format of today to think about each of you, there are people here running very large research groups. There are people here running very large companies. So we're looking to see if we can align on, you know, what the key research areas are. And so that's sort of our focus today. A little something on where we're taking this next. So the conference committee elected to schedule a follow-on meeting in conjunction with RFID Live. Mark Roberti from RFID Journal has rented the space and has offered to make it available to the group for a follow-on meeting so that we have a target date 3 months from now to actually, you know, have projects formulated. And at the Auto ID Labs, we've been working on a collaborative website that we will share with you a little later on today. We're taking the six sessions that were established already, so healthcare, automotive, et cetera, and we have session leaders from the conference committee to go ahead and lead those. And for any of you who are not currently involved, who would like to be involved, who would like to lead research or sponsor research, we'd absolutely like to facilitate that collaboration. So, the second thing is that Bill Hargrave has very kindly offered, and the conference committee very graciously accepted, to be the co-chair of the next event. So this will be the RFID Academic Convocation number 2 to be held at RFID Live. And I do think that one of the expectations for that meeting is that we won't restrict it to just the few select academic major programs, but that we open this up now because there's just been a tremendous amount of interest in collaborating together. Bill, did you want to say something about
that? Yeah, I'd just like to take up on that. And, you know, one of the things that I hope you got out of yesterday and then as we continue on today is that we really are seeing a breadth of ideas and topics that are presented here and with the hopes, and that was our intent, was to have everybody with a takeaway from here. And it might not be that you take something away from every presentation, but just from the breadth of things out there, it's amazing at what's being done. And that was really what we were trying to accomplish. And I just have to thank Steve and the rest of the committee because I think that's been accomplished. And we'll see that here today. The next one at RFID Journal Live as that pre-day convocation, we want to have that opportunity then to start drilling down into some of these areas. So, you know, we're going to have fewer presentations and longer presentations that give us an opportunity to get into some of these areas in more detail. So that's the plan for the next one and be looking for some stuff. And as Steve said, you know, we restricted this. We're going to open the next one up. It will be a competitive process of submitting papers and having those things reviewed and selected. And it won't be just restricted to academia. If businesses or technology providers are working on research that want to have an opportunity to present that, those will be welcome as well.
Right, and I think the only other thing to say about that is, subject to the success of that event, then we would very much anticipate carrying this to our colleagues in Europe and our colleagues in Asia. And so we want to make sure that this is an inclusive global research collaboration that we're starting. And again, any ideas you have, any things that you'd like to do, please let us know. On that note, the way today is structured, we have the morning dedicated to supply chain and packaging. We'll have a box lunch drop by here in the foyer at noon, and so we'll begin right back in with a session on beyond the supply chain, and then we have a panel of senior executives who have agreed to help us work to identify, you know, how we can best collaborate here to conclude the session. We'll end at 3 because of so that people can get on planes and go on to their next thing. So a lot to do in a very short amount of time. Thank you very much all for your participation, Bill, and the supply chain.